This is Daim Shabazz, and we're in Istanbul, Turkey. We're at the close of the 40th Chess Olympiad, and I think the 11th round is just coming to an end, and a lot of people are shopping here in the bookstore. But I have with me a Grandmaster Abhijit Gupta of India, and he plays on the Indian national team. And I'm going to just ask him a few questions about the tournament and Indian's performance and also some of his games. So how did this tournament go for you?
Well, personally, it was quite satisfying for me. Like, I scored 7 out of 9, and yeah, it was not too bad for me. But overall, for the team, it didn't go so well. I mean, we drew like 7 matches in a row, and today we are playing the Azeris, which is still going on. So, So I mean, it was not too bad, but it was nothing special also.
So was there any games in particular that you were pleased with in terms of your own play?
Well, I really liked my game against, like, we played against Georgia, and like, we were down to 2-1, and if I don't win, then the team is going to lose. And but the position was like completely drawn, and I just managed to trick him at some point. I mean, at some point he could have even bet me, but like, yeah, somehow I managed to win. That was very satisfactory because the team was losing and I managed to rescue them.
Now, India has been experiencing this wave of chess, of course led by Vishwanathan Anand, world champion. He's brought a lot of excitement to chess. What are the prospects for Indian chess? What are some of the goals as a federation to further the game?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the right person to, you know, ask this question, but like, we have a lot of young players coming up. Like, we already have like approximately 25 grandmasters, and some of them are like quite strong, like about 26-50. And also it helps, like, when you know you have the world champion of the same sport, and it definitely helps you to popularize the game. So also, like, our federation is doing quite good. I mean the teams, like women team and the men team, like not only this Olympiad, they also send, you know, for the exposure trips, like even for the categories, like age group, like under 16, under 12, and 19. I mean, you get all the exposure before the big event. So I feel they are doing a good job, and so that's why the results are also coming up.
Now, speaking of these, the youth groups, I know you were the world junior champion a few years back, along with Jonavali Harika, the same year, I believe.
Yeah.
And that kind of proved to the world that India has arrived, or at least in my mind, it proved to the world that that you all had arrived. Saying that, what are your personal goals? I saw you in the U.S. at the World Open. What are your personal goals you have as a chess player?
Well, right now I'm like totally focused into chess. I mean, I just finished my graduation. I mean, so I've just given all my time to chess for now. I mean, I just want to become 2700 as soon as possible. I mean, I'm working hard. Let's see where it takes me. And okay, my next few tournaments will be in Baku and Dubai. So I'm hoping, like, I push my age in 2700, then I get better opportunities to play in bigger events.
Is Vishwanathan Anand giving any words of encouragement to the Indian players?
Well, I mean, I haven't really spoken to him before the event, but yeah, he's always, you know, backs us. I mean, even if he doesn't, like, if you are a world champion, like, you're allowed to do whatever you want. I mean, and he's a world champion, and but okay, he's a nice guy, and he talks really, I mean, when you're down, he really talks to you, and you know, he motivates you. But I mean, okay, the guy is world champion, so yeah, it's fine. I mean, whatever it is.
Well, that's all the questions I have. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors, and also India as well.
Thank you so much.
This is Daim Shabazz with signing off.